Welcome to the Boxing Talk Show, Fair but Firm, with the Hall of Fame boxing referee. I'm Joe Cortez and co-host John Zamel in English and Spanish for all of Las Vegas.
Come on, guys, let's touch them up. Clean fight. I'm Joe Cortez, Fair but Firm.
Hey, welcome to the Fair but Firm Show here in Las Vegas, Nevada, the boxing capital of the world. My co-host, John Zimmel.
Yes, sir.
Your fans out there, Don, and all my friends in the United Kingdom, Ricky Hatton, Amir Khan, Anthony Joshua, my dear friend, good guy who just made things happen last week, Tyson Fury. You did a great job again. Congratulations. Keep your guards up at all times, though. Little guys out there, they're licking their chops. They want to go after you, Tyson. But you know what? The real Mike Tyson was saying, you know what? I like Tyson Fury. He looks good. He's putting up a good fight for himself. And you know, we have always talked about the great Muhammad Ali. I always got to bring out those names because those guys in the heavyweight division really mean a lot to me. And I'm sure you fans of the United Kingdom should be very proud of your heavyweight fighters you have around today. What do you say, John?
I agree with you, man. And speaking of Muhammad Ali, I think Tyson Fury has gotten a lot of Muhammad Ali comparisons over the years. And it's always hard to compare anyone to the greatest. And it is hard. But when you talk about specific things, when you talk about head movement, I think he's the best. He has the best head movement of any heavyweight that we've seen since Muhammad Ali. And I think he's the best talker that we've seen since Muhammad Ali, especially in the heavyweight division. Yeah. So I think some of those, you know, some of those comparisons are warranted.
Yeah, well, you're right. He's a good talker, right? For sure. But I thought that maybe he wasn't going to live up to all this talking he was doing. And I was wrong.
He
lived up to his part. And I take my hat off to him. He's one of the great ones in boxing right now. I can't say great. He's one of the better ones in the heavyweight division. Eventually, when he beats all these guys at the top 10, the top heavyweights, including...
Top
two, Deontay Wilder, Anthony Joshua. If he can get by those two guys, I can say, you know, he's pretty decent.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you don't become great like Muhammad Ali unless you really beat all of the top heavyweights in the world, which Muhammad Ali beat just about every single one of them.
He lost sometimes, too.
He lost, but he came back and beat him on a rematch. Like Joe Frazier.
That's Tyson Fury, though, baby. I mean, look at him. He got knocked down, and he got up again. Like, that was one of the greater moments we've seen in heavyweight boxing, in recent history.
Well, I remember Muhammad Ali getting knocked down by the Brit, Henry Cooper.
Yes,
Henry
sir.
Cooper put Ali down, and everybody was shocked, surprised. Ali got up and stopped him, you know, with a bad cut. But it goes to show that Great Britain has a little spark of the old flesh where they came back to Henry Cooper, and now you got a whole bunch of...
Oh, my God. Do we ever. We got one coming up this weekend, man.
Yeah.
We got a big fight this weekend. We have an opportunity this weekend. It's a lot of fun for us, especially on this show, because we have the Canelo Alvarez versus Rocky Fielding fight. Now, this fight is Canelo's debut on the DAZN app, the big, you know, deal that he signed, the Eddie Hearn, Matchroom-type app. And the thing about it is, you have the two biggest fan bases in boxing. You have the Mexican fan base, who loves boxing. And you now have the British fan base, which loves boxing. And you have the two of them going against each other in a huge bout. You have Canelo Alvarez, the biggest name in the sport, the highest paid athlete in the world.
$365 million with DAZN.
With the DAZN app. He is ready to show it. He's ready to come out and have his debut. 11 fights, 5 years. This is the very first one, and he's going up against the very great, you know, the very apt Rocky Fielding, you know, straight out of Liverpool.
But you know, sometimes I wonder about these guys. They sign these deals, but if they get bumped off by one of these guys, they're still in the mix. But I mean, it doesn't look
still
good.
Guaranteed. You know what you do?
They got to get a clause on the contract that's a rematch.
Well, you know what you do? You know what you do if you have a guaranteed $365 million no matter who you fight?
Spend it before they get it back.
Oh, I'll tell you what you do. You fight a lot of Rocky Fieldings of the world. You fight a lot less Jermall Charlos and Triple G's, and you fight a lot more Rocky Fieldings and other guys that we'd never heard of.
You know, I was watching some clips of Canelo Alvarez last night. I just sit back and just watch some of the highlights of somebody fighters' best punches.
It was the 25 best punches, right?
25 best punches.
Yeah, into boxing.
Yeah, and I was watching that. I said, you know, Dan, you guys did something into boxing. That's good. You guys put that up. It shows all the kinds of different punches he threw from different angles. And, of course, when he was fighting, coming up the ranks, including when he was just maybe a 10-round fighter, but started coming up. Became one of the great ones now.
Absolutely, man.
One of the top three in the world right now.
That's a bit. I mean, yeah. I can't dispute you. His resume is as good as any other active fighter outside of Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah, you got Lomachenko, which we'll talk about in a bit.
Yeah,
Lomachenko. You got Terence Crawford, Canelo Alvarez. Those are the three top Yeah. According to the boxing experts.
I can see that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that's a good pound for pound list, man. I could. His resume, like I said, is as good as any active fighter outside of Manny Pacquiao. And we'll find out January 19th just how active Manny Pacquiao actually is.
Yeah, exactly. But, we'll talk about him in a minute. But let's keep talking about what happened this past Saturday night. Lomachenko fought this kid, Jose Pedraza from Puerto Rico. Jose Pedraza was WBA champion, beating Raymundo Beltran a couple of months back.
Yeah.
He held the title for a couple of months. At least he won titles two different weight divisions. But you know what? He is now in one of the top 10. But now he got to come back, see how he get back into the picture. But Lomachenko beat up there. I mean, the guy sees every punch coming from every different angle.
His angles are unbelievable. You know? And actually, I want to give a super shout-out to ESPN. The way they did that, whatever they called it, the 4D camera,
right,
or whatever they did that showed the different angles. I mean, when you're dealing with a guy like Lomachenko, like Vasily Lomachenko, his ability to use angles when fighting is what makes him, you know, in the pantheon of the sport. That's what makes him stand out against anybody who's ever fought, is his ability to use angles is different and exciting. And being able to use those 4D cameras, being able to see things from different angles that Lomachenko could see and only Lomachenko can see,
It
really enhanced my viewing experience. Well, and I got to give a big shout out to ESPN on doing that. That was exciting.
No, it is. I think that maybe some fighters can put that radar in their heads to see where the punch is coming from, because Lomachenko definitely sees punches coming from all different angles. And he only has, 14 professional fights?
13, man.
13 professional fights. But the guys, he has a kind of a, I think they injected him in Russia with some, in the Ukraine with some, that kind
some
of a
radar. Super serum?
Super serum. But
super serum.
It's called a radar super serum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They can see everything. Mm-hmm. He sees everything coming.
They don't test for that in VADA, you know. They don't test for that super serum.
Even when before he throws a punch, he already knows it's coming.
It's crazy.
You know?
His use of angles and footwork. Yeah. Like, he's the kind of guy you would teach. You would teach, you know, you would show him to fighters, to amateur fighters, and say, this is how we teach these guys.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's just outstanding.
You know, I tell you, Great Britain has a lot of great fighters that had that kind of. I like Amir's Khan style. He sees a lot of. Oof. Ricky Hatton was another great one. I love his style. You know,
he was a bully, man.
He was a bully. He came in there to fight.
I like his style.
The guy, he took nothing for nobody. He took nothing for granted. And he's a good fighter. The great promoter. I gotta take my hat off to Ricky Hatton, doing a great job. Keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on saying what you're saying, buddy. You're a good one. Okay, so anyway,
I love it, man. And you know what? I'll tell you something. So you look at this, Vasily Lomachenko. You look at him right now. This is a guy who's either number one or number two in your pound for pound, and that's everyone's pound for pound. Unless you're a really big Canelo fan, then you know, or Mikey Garcia fan, or somebody like that. But realistically, it's TC and Vasily Lomachenko. That's pretty much who you're looking at. Now, they're both top ranked guys. Top rank, you know, notably doesn't like to do a lot of cross promotional unless it's a super fight. But if you're, what's next for Vasily Lomachenko? Well, did he look like he slowed down to you? Is my first question.
Because
he had the shoulder surgery.
Well, he had the shoulder surgery.
And he didn't get the knockout.
And you know what? That's okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can have an off night. And still, even an off night, look what he did to
that 11th round was super exciting.
I mean, he had Pedraza almost out on his feet.
Yeah.
And Pedraza had to put on his wheels on. It's not a moving around.
I also got to give a shout out to Jose Pedraza for getting up from that liver shot. Yeah. That was the liver shot equivalent of what Tyson Fury did. Getting up from a Lomachenko liver shot is not easy. Saw him put down Jorge Linares.
Yeah, he stopped Jorge Linares with that liver shot. And those are the, I say, you kill the body, the head dies. Simple as that.
And a perfect, well-placed liver shot, as you know better than anybody, that'll put anyone down.
Yeah, but
you know
his
ability to get up from that and to keep fighting, to enter the 12th and make it to the decision, I seriously take my hat off to Jose Pedraza for showing a warrior spirit in there, man.
That there liver shot was one of the favorites for Julio Chavez. He has a great punches. I mean, he was a good body puncher. And, of course, a light heavyweight champion, who were they calling the body snatcher, Michael McCollum.
Mm.
Mike McCollum. Was a great, they call it a body snatcher. He would hit that to the body, like I said before, and Mike McCollum said it best. He said, I kill the body, the head dies. And that happens all the time. That's why, like even Canelo Alvarez, he throws good punches to the body. He's a good body puncher. I mean, he's got punches from all different angles. And Amir Khan's a good body puncher as well. I see him throw some good left hooks.
If we're talking body punches in the sport right now, though, we'd be remiss not to bring up Errol Spence. This is a guy who throws about 30% of his shots to the body, and that's a super high percentage for anybody, you know, especially in the sport today. Yeah. And, you know, like you said, man, body shot artists, they're really beautiful to watch, man. Guys who hunt for that liver shot, hunt for those big body blows, and it's just, it'll wear you down slowly and surely, and it'll take you out of the game, man.
I remember referee Amir Khan when he threw some body shots against Michael Maidana. I mean, he threw some good body shots there, And I remember he was a good body puncher. Amir Khan, I like his style.
Let's talk about Amir Khan, man.
Well, Amir Khan.
Let's talk about Amir Khan. Let's play. Let's do a little segment that I just made up called "What Would You Do," featuring Joe Cortez. What would you do if you're Amir Khan? So right now, Amir Khan is weighing two big offers right now. He's got one offer on the table from Top Rank and ESPN to fight Terrence Crawford for $5 million guaranteed. $5 million. And on the other hand, he's got a Kell Brook offer, a fight that British fans have been wanting to see and clamoring for. It's like the British Mayweather-Pacquiao, essentially. It's something we've been wondering, are we going to get? When are we going to get it? How is it going to go? How old are they going to be when it finally happens? And you got Eddie Hearn saying, the deal's on the table. We have a substantial offer. You know how Eddie Hearn talks in riddles like Rumpelstiltskin. He said, we have a substantial offer on the table if he wants to fight Kell Brook. So, Joe Cortez, what would you do?
What will I do? I'll take whatever they put on the table. That got to be over $6, $7 million. $5 million is not enough.
No?
No. I think back in Great Britain, they'll sell out Wembley Stadium. They had a pay-per-view. I think
they don't really do a lot of pay-per-views out there, though.
Well, you know, a fighter like that can call for one.
He'd be on DAZN.
Yeah, DAZN. And you know, I can see $7, $8 million coming on the table. And, you know, it'll be a good fight, good payday for Amir Khan, because you know what? It may be his last fight.
It could be. It could be if he fights Terrence Crawford. But, you know, I think I agree with you. If you can get more money fighting Kell Brook, you take the safe route. But otherwise, if you can, here's the deal. If you still think he wants a belt, he said he wants a belt.
Yeah.
And Terrence Crawford has a belt. So if you want a welterweight belt, that's a scary, those are scary waters to get into. That means you either have to beat Sean Porter, you have to beat Keith Thurman, you have to beat
Errol Spence,
or you have to beat Terrence Crawford.
Oh, you got to beat Joe Cortez.
You got to beat Joe Cortez, one or the other. Or you could beat Manny Pacquiao for that WBA regular belt. Which, you know, we talk about that regular belt. Yeah, I don't want that problem.
I mean, I see it all the time.
Don't
the
I know it?
The jab. Boom, hook up the jab. Bob and weave.
The check hook.
Keep the head moving. If you stay still, you're going to. That's why Tyson Fury did very well the other day. Kept the head moving.
That head moving, man.
I told Friday, you guys out there watching, move the damn head. Don't keep coming forward. Move the head. You can go forward. Boom, boom. Don't be stationary target. You don't want to get hit coming in just straight.
No, you don't. No, you do not. You do not want to get hit.
And of course, use that uppercut.
And don't move backwards.
Hey, guys, watch. The guy's got the guards up here, right? Look what's open. You keep throwing punches here. You're going to block. It's good. But here, you throw uppercuts inside. You're going to, 9 out of 10 times, you're probably going to connect either the body or the chin. You come
uppercuts
here like
are
this.
Nice, man. Mike Tyson famously uppercut, used that uppercut for years.
Right? Yeah, oh, he was great with
that. I think the best uppercut in the game right now is Canelo Alvarez.
You know what? I think I'm going to come back as a trainer. I'm going to start training some fighters out there. You know what? Show you guys how to hook off a jab.
I think you should come back as a fighter.
Fighter, you know, I may think about that.
You should. I think your refereeing days are over. But
I'm still young, so I'm ready to kick some butt.
You still got it, man. I still got it. Manny's still fighting.
I got a little spark of the old Flash.
I think you get that Mayweather money. You keep talking. You go for it.
Hey, man. You know, why not?
Who wouldn't fight Floyd Mayweather? I'm telling you. Oh, my God. That's so funny. But you know what? I got to say, this Canelo Alvarez fight's exciting for me because, you know, he's the biggest name in the sport. He's the biggest athlete, the highest paid athlete in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
He has a huge fan base. And now he's going over to contend, you know, to meet up with the biggest fan base in boxing outside of Mexico right now, which is the British fan base.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do another segment I made up just right now called Who's That Guy? And that's about Rocky Fielding.
Who's that guy?
Who's that guy? Who's that guy? I wish we had graphics. Who's that guy? And we Rocky Fielding, I did a little research on him because it turns out nobody knows who he is. He's a guy from Liverpool. He's 6'1", WBA regular champion, which is like a participation belt, right? It's like weird. I don't even mean to knock it, but he's not the actual WBA champion. Because the actual WBA champion is the only guy to ever beat him, Callum Smith. And Callum Smith would probably beat Canelo and Rocky Fielding. He could beat both of them. He's just too big for both of those guys. So he's too big for Canelo. You know what I mean? So, but this looks good on paper. If you're a resume builder, right, you go up 8 pounds to the next division, you collect your belt, you go back down to middleweight where you reign king, and you have two of those belts. So it makes sense. For Canelo's team, it makes a ton of sense. You go up, you fight a guy who's not dangerous, you come home with a belt that says 168 on it. It makes it fun. But Rocky Fielding, they call him Rock from Stock. He was born 10 pounds, which is a big deal, I guess. I don't know what that is in stone. But, but you know, that's why they call him, that's why his dad called him the Rock. And, you know, there's been a long line of Rockies in boxing. Well, you never know.
I can tell you, though, anything can happen in boxing.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Sometimes there's a little 8 pounds difference. It can be that punch and power behind this young kid. I mean, he can surprise Canelo. You never know.
He could, man, because anything over middleweight has one punch power.
All you got to do is land a punch at the right time, right place. Yep. Catch him just right. You never know. Canelo's been hit with a good punch. He's shown that He doesn't have a glass chin. You can take it.
He took some big shots from Triple G, and Triple G's a big puncher.
Exactly. Now, talking about glass chin, Amir Khan, you went up in weight, and you fought Canelo.
Went up two weight classes, man.
And, you know,
there's no shame in that, you know?
And they said, well, he got a glass chin. He didn't have a glass chin, even though he got rocked in the fight I did with him with Marcos Maidana.
That's right.
But, you know, his chin is kind of questionable. But
I think his defense is questionable.
Yeah.
I think he sticks his chin out there. Well, I don't think, now don't get me wrong, he doesn't have Triple G's chin, obviously, but I think it's kind of overstated just how chinny he is. I think he sticks his chin out there, he fights kind of on his back foot, and he leaves himself open big shots.
I mean, Tyson Fury went out against Deontay Wilder last week.
He put
his hands behind the back and put his chin out.
After he got knocked out, cold.
Oh, my God.
I just rewatched that 12th round for like the 11th time the other day, and watching him put his hands behind his back after that, I mean, that guy, that's just so exciting.
Well, he got a lot of heart.
There's no question.
Okay, but talk about Amir Khan, and, his chin could be questionable. I'd like to see him. But next week, next Saturday, that Canelo Alvarez.
Versus Rocky Fielding, baby.
Rocky Fielding.
And it's going to be exciting, man. And we're going to see how much. Now, the way to watch that fight, you download the DAZN app. DAZN. We don't know. It's DAZN, I think, and that's what they say in the commercials, so that's what I'm going with. But I've heard a lot of people say DAZN. I don't know. But we're going to go with DAZN, right? With DAZN on the show.
So now it's DAZN. DAZN is easier.
I think so, too.
DAZN sounds like you're going into a
DAZN. Like a DAZN, yeah.
DAZN hotel or something.
That's what it sounds like.
DAZN.
DAZN, yeah, DAZN. When you're in DAZN.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so that's what Michael Buffer says in the commercials, so that's what we'll go with.
Yes.
But so we're going to see, and if you want to watch this, all you got to do is download the app, sign up for the free trial, and you get a free month. After that, if you want to keep going, it's only 10 bucks a month, and you can cancel anytime and then come back for the next fight. You know, I kind of like the idea behind it, and, you know, they got a subscriber in me because of the ability to kind of leave and come back. And, you know, you can pick and choose your fights. Essentially, you're getting a, you know, $10 pay-per-view boxing match if that's all you're going to use it for, which is a pretty good deal if you're talking about Canelo fights.
You know, some of the fans been asking me about DAZN. Are they going to do it in Spanish? How come you're not involved with them doing the Spanish side? So you never know.
You should.
But,
that would be cool, man.
But I'm with ESPN, though.
I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, ESPN, you didn't hear that.
No, but it's good.
Try to leverage them.
I mean, you got people. Hey, talking about networks, how about HBO?
Oh, my God. Thank you for bringing it up. Thank
you. HBO Saturday Night was the last show in the history, 45 years of history of boxing with HBO. And I think that, I got to take off my hat for Max Kellerman, Harold Letterman, Jim Lampley, Roy Jones, and so many others that were in there throughout the year.
Emmanuel Stewart. May he rest in peace.
Yeah.
HBO Boxing rest in peace.
Yeah. I think HBO will come back. I don't say rest in peace. I say they're going to just take it a little nap.
You think so?
I think they'll come back. Because you know what? Maybe one of these full-time billionaires will come up and step up to the plate and say, if you guys close down the show because financial reasons, or maybe you have a...
I don't think that's it. I think they're just going in a different direction. You know, AT&T and Time Warner bought them.
Yeah,
so.
No, but they were probably going to do more, dedicate more of their time and money into movies.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that maybe somebody will step up and say, you know what? Why don't we do smaller scale fight? Maybe not championship fights, we have to pay all that money. Let's do the like the farm team. Let's do the 8-round fights, 10-round fights on a lower level. You know, and maybe if you start giving some attention towards the amateur fighters coming up, create something where you still with the boxing, not at the high level, it's not going to cost you that much money. Because a lot of subscribers are telling me, Joe, we're gonna stop buying HBO because we bought it because of the boxing.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe those numbers, maybe.
Well, yeah, because that money goes now to DAZN or DAZN.
Yeah.
It goes to Showtime. It goes to a lot of other places where you can watch boxing now, ESPN Plus maybe.
Yeah.
It goes to a lot of these other subscription-based services. I like right now, because we have what we have in December as a microcosm of what we'll see in boxing in 2019 in the future. You had an enormous pay-per-view on December 1st with a huge heavyweight matchup, of course, that I don't need to reiterate between Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. Last weekend on ESPN, on regular cable, you had Vasily Lomachenko versus Jose Pedraza. This week, on a subscription-based app, you have the highest-paid athlete in the world, the biggest name in the sport, in Canelo Alvarez, going up against Rocky Fielding. And then the week after that, on Fox, like regular Fox, you have both Charlos headlining a doubleheader. So it's super exciting, and you're getting an idea of what boxing is going into the future. It may not be all pay-per-views. It may not be all small fights you don't see. There's a lot of exposure, and you can pick and choose any Saturday when you want to watch a fight and how you want to watch it.
Well, I'll tell you that ESPN really got a great lineup of boxing for the next 2019.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Oscar De La Hoya, Golden Boy Promotion. You got
top rank.
Bob Arum with Top Rank. They all signed up long-term contracts multi hundreds of fights.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, well, 57 fights a year with Top Rank, right?
I mean, well, yeah, they're going to have. Because it's on a 7-year contract, which is good, like over 250 fight shows.
That's so good.
So they're going to be great. And there's so much going on, but ESPN got a good deal with the package, you know, of that.
The ESPN Plus, yeah. Company
ESPN
man.
ESPN Plus. And that's really something that. I think you fans should really look into it because with that price.
Well, that's the thing is you now have subscription-based services like DAZN and ESPN+. You have it on free cable with your cable package. And you also, if you choose to, can, you know, choose to go get big pay-per-view fights like that Fury Wilder fight or the second one. I mean, you know, that's really, you have a lot of options here as a fight fan. And there's never a lack of exposure, especially from media, you know, like we are.
Right, exactly.
No, hey, but I want to also, I want to touch on that HBO boxing thing for a second. You know, I watched their send-off. If you haven't seen it, please go watch it. It's super touching and exciting, and I got a little choked up watching Lampley and Roy Jones and Kellerman all get choked up. And I want to just thank all those guys, you know, including Letterman, including Emmanuel Stewart, for bringing me so many of my great memories over the years. I grew up watching HBO Boxing. HBO Boxing was where I fell in love with boxing, watching De La Hoya and then watching Mayweather and watching a lot of these guys and Manny Pacquiao and Joe Cortez and a lot of these guys that, you know, made me fall in love with the sport. And I wouldn't be the fan that I am without HBO Boxing, and I want to give a big shout-out to them.
Well, it was an honor for me to be part of that 45 years of HBO. I mean, I've refereed so many championship fights on HBO. It was a great honor for me, and it was kind of sad to see the curtains come down on Saturday night. But I said, those curtains will rise again shortly. You mock my word.
Watching Lampley choke up was hard for me, man. That's like watching your dad cry. That was weird because, like, you know, Roy Jones crying was hard, and Kellerman, you know, choking up was tough, but Lampley was always that steady voice, and hearing his voice crack, that was tough. Hey, I got a question for you. Speaking of Roy Jones, this is going to be fun. We talked about this off the screen. Michael B. Jordan, the star of Creed, he said he was on TMZ, and he said that, you know, he says he can fight now. He said he was training with Rocky and Apollo Creed, which was weird. He used their character names, but it made me laugh. But then he said, who would you want to fight right now? And he said, I could hold his own against Roy Jones Jr. What would you, who would you pick in a fight between Roy Jones Jr. today and the actor Michael B. Jordan?
Michael B. Jordan better stick to his acting because when it comes to the real fight game, buddy, when you get hit in the chin with a real good shot from Roy Jones,
yes,
one of the great ones. And I know you're just talking about, you know, Roy Jones not coming back, so it's easy for you to say that.
He said he'll take it. Yeah. Roy Jones came out and said, set it up. He said he only needs 5 weeks. He said he'll be ready.
Well, you know what? It's a good PR for both sides.
I agree with you.
But I think that Roy Jones is going to be doing other things on color commentating. He did very well for
HBO. He was great, dude. I liked him.
And he'll continue doing well. The networks, he'll be out there. Just like... you know, some of the great ones. You step out from one area, you retire. Look, you got Julio Cesar Chavez, retired as a fighter. He's with ESPN, and so is Juan Manuel Marquez with ESPN.
Andre Ward does a great job.
Yeah, I do.
A lot of these guys do a great job.
So you know, they have. I think Roy Jones will stick to his boxing, and he'll tell the actor, you know, keep on with your acting, you know. But anyway.
Hey, by the way, I saw that movie and it's really good. And as a fight fan, you should check it out. It's a good movie, but I wouldn't want to see him get beat up by a 50-year-old Roy Jones.
You see Kenny Bailey, one of my colleagues.
Yeah, he was in there. He was in there. Hey, I've been meaning to talk to you, Kenny, because we had you on the show before, and I think you let that fight go on too long. I watched the movie and I was yelling, Kenny, stop it, Kenny. Stop it, Kenny. You're letting it go on too long. We'll call it. Next time we have him on the show, we got to talk to him.
Hey, the same thing happened with Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, you let it go on a little bit, right?
Yeah, but that's the way it's a movie. That's a script. You got to make it a nice. Make the fans want to, oh my God, what's going on? What a fight. In the real world.
You still got Balboa fans claiming it was no good.
Yeah, well, you know what? It was in boxing. It's the real thing in boxing. The referee got to take. Action sometimes if you take it, stopping the fight a little too soon.
Mm-hmm.
But in the movies, that's just for the glamour to make it feel like, oh wow, what a fight! But no,
it's so funny.
In the real boxing world,
Kenny almost killed that kid.
Yeah,
I'm scared.
Kenny would have never let the fight go that long.
Killed that kid. You know? Hey, I want to make sure that we wish a speedy recovery to Adonis Stevenson. We got nothing but, you know, Oh, the utmost love and admiration. Any of you fighters that put this, your lives on the line for our entertainment, this is you're paying the ultimate price a lot of times at the end of the day, and that's what we're risking. And I think it's important that we never forget that as fans. And we want to wish you a recovery in any way that could mean. You know, you've been a great champion in this sport for a long time, and love and thoughts and prayers to you and your family and your young child that you just had. I want to make sure, like I said, that we give a special shout out to HBO Boxing because they've provided us with so much great stuff over the years. And I want to make sure you guys listen to us every week right here on Monday, 1 p.m. We're also on iTunes. We're on Spotify. We're on Audio Boom. We're on YouTube. Make sure you follow it. Make sure you subscribe to the Joe Cortez channel on YouTube. And make sure you catch us here in Las Vegas on our radio show at 101.5 FM, 720 AM. K-Don, the Valley's only sports news talk radio show on the FM stations.
Well, see, this is why we got John here. John's got a memory of all these numbers. I would forget.
I needed you there.
But I can tell you one thing, though. We're so happy to be bringing you all this information of boxing throughout the year. Been a little over a year that we've been doing this, giving you fans mm-hmm. out there what you want to hear, information about boxing, talking about results of fights and up-and-coming fights. It's an honor to be able to talk to these fans about.
I couldn't agree more.
You know, with these great fighters out there, these fighters that put so much on the line, their lives on the line, to make it to have a better life, but also to give the fans, you know, their money's worth. And a lot of these fighters, let me tell you, you may not know these fighters one on one. They may not know you one on one, but they truly love the fans because they know without the fans, mm-hmm. you know. They're nobody.
Exactly.
You know, you guys are
the sport doesn't exist without the
fans. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we really think that, you know, here in Nevada, we have a commission that is trying to always do the best they can. New York, New Jersey, got Larry Hazard, great commissioner back in New Jersey. Bob Bennett, executive director here. And got Mr. Foster, the director of the California Boxing Commission. And you have so many great venues around the world that are always trying to put up great fights. But again, like we said, without the promoters, without the networks, mm-hmm. and especially without the officials, it's so important. You know, we've seen a lot of controversial fights throughout the years.
Yeah.
We hope to minimize those decisions.
Absolutely.
The way they come out sometimes. But, hopefully, again, like I said before, raising the position of the judges going to solve a lot of issues.
I agree with that.
You know, you saw that 4K, 3A guy.
Love that.
Yeah, on ESPN, they do that. You throw a point, you can see it from all angles. Hopefully, they're going to do that eventually.
With the judges. Like, how come we can see better than the judges do?
Well,
do you know what I mean? I mean, that just seems antiquated. And I think it's something that boxing needs to address in the near future because it's something that makes too much sense not to do that. Why do the judges who judge the sport have a worse vantage point than we have? It's just, it doesn't make sense, yeah. And it's something that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, and I've talked about that already several times. I've been talking about
You've been a champion of this campaign for a very long time.
At least 4 years, talking about changing the position of the judges, raising them up higher. You can say, yeah, the other people come up with an idea. Why don't you put them in an isolated room with the TV, and they don't hear no
fans. It's not a bad idea either,
and they
man.
Can just watch it on a monitor with no voice of the commentators. Don't get swayed by the commentators.
I'm up for that. I'm up for raising the position.
Yeah.
I'm up for moving to 5 judges. I'm up for anything that would make this sport seem more fair and more transparent. And, but at the end of the day, I mean, it's a sport that we love, and it's on such an upswing right now. Yeah. We're living through, I mean, another golden age of boxing is starting right now, and it's been feeling that way for the last year or so. And it's only getting harder and stronger and, I mean, you know, more exciting. So
yeah, we don't want to forget the women in boxing. You know,
Cecilia Breakers.
Yeah, Cecilia Breakers fought Saturday night.
She headlined that HBO card.
And she had a female. Well, there were 2 main events. Mm-hmm. They had Mendez.
It was a good show.
Yeah, but
it was a good last card.
They had 2 FIBA, the girl who won the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
The middleweight champion.
Yeah. It was two. I know who you're talking about. Clarissa Shields?
Clarissa Shields.
Thank you, sorry.
She won her fight Saturday night. She looked good.
She does look good.
And, I mean, female boxing on HBO. I mean, that says a lot about female
headlining
boxing.
Cards, man. I mean, it was fine, headlining their final card, man.
Yeah, so that being that could show that we got to follow up a little bit on the female boxing as well. So don't think that we got
to... I think that's growing big time, man. I'm excited about that.
It's big, especially in Europe. It's very big over there.
It's getting there.
And I think we got to follow up with them as well. Because one of my executive producers there... Talk to me about that, Dylan. She was saying, you know,
was
Joe.
She trying to put the gloves on?
She said, no, no, she can't. But she said, well,
you guys are going to co-headline a card together.
You got to stop mentioning the girls in boxing. And we start doing some series about women in boxing.
I think we should do and a segment
guy,
on women.
Charlie Carrillo said the same thing. And Jackie Nunez up in New York.
Absolutely.
Same thing. Mother assistant back in New York. She said, Joe, we got to talk more about the women in boxing. You know, they got the power. They can do it.
Anyway, it's been a pretty prevalent thing, man.
Anyway, all I can tell you guys is that...
You know what? I want to make sure I shout out to our fans, too. We were talking about boxing fans. You guys are the reasons why we do this every week. We log on. We read the comments, even the mean ones, especially the mean ones. We love hearing from everybody involved.
Yeah,
we want to make sure our team, our whole team in Into Boxing is outstanding. Dan and John and Paul and everybody else that there is, that you guys are great. We love everything that you guys do, and thank you for having us be a part of your family. It means the world. All the fans out in the United Kingdom, all the fans in Mexico, all the fans all over the entire world, our whole team, Charlie Carrillo, Dalyn Todaro, a gentleman named Joe Cortez, Jackie Nunez, of course. We want to shout out everybody involved, honestly.
Everybody out there, Charlie, we said Charlie already.
Sure, Carrillo, Charlie, and like
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Exactly.
Hey, guys, take
everyone
care.
Involved.
Keep your guards up at all time. Remember, I'm fair, but I'm firm. Touch him up.
Fair but firm with the Hall of Fame boxing referee. I'm Joe Cortez for all of Las Vegas. Come on, guys. Let's touch him up. Team fight. I'm Joe Cortez. Fair but firm.